You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta run.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference, and that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere. To restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. A mountain is an elevated place. And fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then, forbid us to protest, this should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace Conference. 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th, going to be starting at 7:30, where we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics, and so I want to see you there. God bless.
Hello, and God bless you today. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. Thank you so much for tuning in. Kingdom Sounds is a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministry, where our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our service times Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 11 a.m. We invite you to join us at Victory. I'm your host today, Andre Jordan, and we are going to continue looking at the Word of God in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We'll pick up at verse 15. I want to remind you from a previous teaching, we were talking on drastic measures, drastic time of battle, drastic and intense time of fiery trials, call for drastic fasting. They call for fervent prayer. They call for drastic focus. And now we pick up in the Word of God to see that they call for us to follow the instructions of the Lord. Okay? To remind you, we're looking at 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We'll pick up at verse 15. We're talking about King Jehoshaphat and the people of God, the children of Judah and Jerusalem. The enemies of God have risen up against them, and a great multitude is on their way to battle. And so as we pick up this passage, the Spirit of God has fallen on the prophet of God, and the prophet of God has instructions for the people of God. So let's read together 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel in the midst of the congregation. Verse 15. And he said to the congregation that were standing united, seeking God for help, fasting and praying. And he said to the people, hearken, ye all Judea. So everybody in Judea gathered together, united as one man before God to seek the heart of God. He says, listen, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, representing the man of God. Thus saith the Lord unto you. There is nothing like the word of the Lord. There is nothing like the word of the Lord to encourage our hearts when we get and receive a word of God from the man or woman of God. The Lord says to you, be not afraid. Don't be afraid. When we're going through, when we're facing the giants in the land, when we're facing the attack of the enemy against us in our lives, don't be afraid. Yes, in our human natural self, fear may come. This does not mean fear will not come to us, but the reminder is, when you feel fear, when you sense fear, when you see fear, when you feel to fear, let the word of God today rise up in you. Remember this nugget. Be not afraid. Your state of being should not be afraid. Your state of being should not be fear. He goes further, nor dismayed. God has not called us or given us the spirit of fear, we're told in the word of God, but of power, love, sound mind. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. By reason of the great multitude. So don't let what you see and hear cause you to fear, cause you to be dismayed, cause you to lose your courage and your faith in God. For the battle is not yours, but it's God's. So today, if you're serving God with all you know to serve, you're loving Him, you're seeking after His heart, you're seeking after His ways, you're following in His commands, you're walking upright and obedient, you're walking in holiness, you're walking in purity, you're walking in righteousness, do not be afraid, for the great multitude in the battle. Do not be afraid because of the intensity of the battle. Do not be afraid because so many are rising up against you. Do not be afraid because the enemy looks so great. For the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. God fights for us. Sometimes we think, I got to put up my dukes, I got to do the fighting. But God caused them to take a Selah. Stand still. The battle is not yours. Every battle is not for you and I to fight. And that's why it's so important during drastic times to fast, during drastic times to seek the Lord, during drastic times to sharpen our focus on God, to put our eyes on God. so that we can hear from heaven. The Spirit of the Lord came upon the prophet, and the prophet was able to release the kingdom sound. The prophet was able to release the instructions of the Lord. It's so important. Point number one, drastic measures call for us to follow the instructions of God. We've got to be tuned in. We cannot be moved by fear. We cannot allow ourselves to be dismayed. We cannot allow ourselves to be discouraged. Drastic measures call for us to hear and receive the instructions from God. So he says the battle is not yours, but it's God's. Here come the instructions. Tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up to you by the cliff Ziz. You shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not have to fight in this battle. You shall not need to fight in this battle. You shall not. It's so important that we do not fear. We do not become dismayed. We do not lose heart. We do not lose courage. We do not faint in the battle. It is so important that we follow the instructions of the Lord. Follow the instructions of the man of God. Follow the instructions of the woman of God. You do not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Position yourselves. Set yourselves. Stand ye still. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Sometimes, before we see the finished manifestation of the victory, it's hard to stand still. But it's so important that we obey the instructions of the Lord. God gives us instructions. It's so important that we obey them to the T. That we stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. He says, O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Isn't that encouraging today? God gives us step-by-step instructions, step-by-step, step-by-step. The scripture tells us the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God is ordering our steps today in the matters that we're dealing with, in what's on our plate, in our battle, in our trial, in our situation, in our struggle. The steps of a good man, a good woman, a man of God, a woman of God are ordered by the Lord. God wants to give you and I clear instructions today. God needs us to stand still. God needs us to set and position ourselves. God needs us to obey the instructions that he is speaking to us. What has God said to you and I? What has God instructed us to do concerning the matter we face? God wants you and I today to remember what he said. Number one, to follow the instructions he gave us, to obey him fully. Don't be afraid. Take courage. Don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. But to go out in the strength and power of the Lord, to set ourselves, to stand ye still, to see the salvation of the Lord. Because when you go out in the name of the Lord, at his instructions to go out, the Lord is with you. So the beautiful thing for you and I to know and remember, to not forget, to keep in mind, God is with us. We don't have to be afraid because we're not alone. Sometimes it feels lonely going through. It feels, God, strengthen me. God, help me here. God, I don't know if I can make it through this. God, this is hard. God, this hurts. But listen, God is encouraging us today, right where we are, in our various situations we're facing and dealing with. God says, I will be with you. He is with us. So that reminds us that we're never alone. We're never alone, no matter how lonely the place is that we're at. We are never, ever alone. God is with us. God is for us. Who can stand against us? It feels like we're the minority, but with God, me and God, you and God, is always the majority. Verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord and worshiped the Lord. In times of drastic trial, don't forget to worship. Don't forget to praise. Don't forget to delight yourself in the Lord. These things strengthen you. We can feel down and out. We can feel outnumbered. We can feel overcome. But when we begin to praise the name of the Lord, when we get to begin to praise and remember our God and who He is, His nature, His character, His strength, His power, His might, His sovereignty, His lordship, it strengthens us. There is a spiritual, supernatural strength that comes to our inner man, that we can rise up in that strength of God and know that our victory is assured. So they begin to worship. They fell before the Lord and they begin to worship how good He is, who He is, what He's done, His majesty. Verse 19, and the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korhites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. With a loud voice, they begin to praise Him, like the Psalms tell us, praise you the Lord. And David tells us, even when you feel some kind of way, he says, I command my soul to praise Him. I command my soul to bless Him. Sometimes we have to take authority over our soulish realm, how we're feeling, and command ourselves, oh, you will bless His name. Oh, you will praise Him. I command you, get it together, soul. Praise the Lord. Victory is in praising Him. Victory is in our worship. Victory is in our adoring, adoration. Victory is in our magnifying His name. There is power in our praise. There's power in our worship. Verse 20. And they rose up early in the morning, and they went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood, the man of God stood, and he gave further instructions. He said, hear me, O Judah, hear me, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. God will establish you in that matter. Believe His prophets and you shall prosper. You've got the king, Jehoshaphat, the man of God, giving instructions. We had the prophet, Jehaziel. The spirit of the Lord fell upon him and he gave a kingdom sound revelation from heaven, instructions from God, direct from the throne, the strategy to win the war. The king says, if you receive and believe in the Lord, have faith in God, you shall be established. If you believe the prophet, the man and woman of God, the prophetic voice of God, you shall prosper in that thing. And when he had consulted the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say a specific sound. The king instructed the people, say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. I will say of the Lord, praise the Lord today. Let you and I say of the Lord, praise the Lord today, for his mercy endureth forever. For his mercy towards me endures forever. For his mercy towards you endures forever. For his mercy towards us in the situation we are currently, right now, facing and needing God's help and needing God to meet us and intervene and needing God to fight this battle I'm facing. I will say in the midst of the battle, I will say in the midst of my struggle, I will say in the midst of my circumstance, I will say in the midst of my trial, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. If you don't have anything else to say, use what God told Jehoshaphat and the children of Judah and the children of Israel. When you're at a loss for words, let this sound come back to your remembrance. I will open my mouth and say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. We're going to be okay, saints. We're going to be okay. We're going to overcome. God is going to give us the victory if we follow his instructions. Point number three, drastic measures call for drastic faith. He said to believe in the Lord. Believe in the prophets, the men and women of God that have a prophetic voice, that speak what they hear God say. Voice pieces for God. Drastic times call for drastic faith. Stand in faith. Don't let our faith fail us. And when, verse 22, and when they began to sing and they began to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, against the children of Moab, against the children of Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. God fights for you. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. The battle is not mine, it's the Lord's. God wants to encourage your heart today. He sees you. He sees you. He hears you as you cry out for help. He sees you as you've added fasting to your prayer. He sees you as you're taking your prayer up to another notch and you begin with a fervency of prayer. He sees you as you set yourself to stand still. He sees you as you obediently follow his instructions. He sees you as you receive the word of the Lord from the man of God. As you receive the word from the prophet of God. He sees you as you humble yourself and you come before him, setting yourself, falling on your face in praise and worship. He sees you. And he is going to fight for you. The Lord our God, the scripture says, set ambushments against the children of Ammon, the children of Moab, the children of Mount Seir, those that came out against Judea. And they, the enemies of God, your enemies, my enemies, God will cause them to be smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood against them in the mountain of Mount Seir to utterly slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end to the inhabitants of Mount Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. So those that set themselves to rise up against God's people, they destroyed one another. They annihilated one another. And when Judah, the people of God, came to the battle, praising, singing, worshiping, declaring, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. That was their battle cry. That was their battle song. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. That's my battle cry. God has given us a battle cry today. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Though I'm going through this trial, I will yet praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Though I'm facing something that's devastating, though I'm facing what feels like the ultimate battle, I will yet praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. I'm coming to the battle with a kingdom sound. And as the children of Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked to the multitude, and behold, God is going to cause us to behold today. God is going to cause us to see his right manifestation. God is going to cause us to walk in victory. Behold, as they came up, there were dead bodies fallen everywhere, and none escaped. God is going to do that for you and I. He's going to cause us to walk through victorious. He's going to set an ambushment against the enemy, and the enemy is going to smite and destroy himself. And Jehoshaphat and the people came. Verse 23. After the battle, God gave them the victory in the battle. God fought the battle for them. They did not fight. Their instructions to stand still, to set themselves, to see, get ready to see the salvation of the Lord. The word to you and I today, get ready, Andre. I'll put my name in it. You put your name in it. Get ready, Andre, to see the salvation of the Lord in this battle you're facing, in what you're going through. Get ready to see the salvation of the Lord. And when I give you victory, Andre, put your name in it today. Make it personal to you. Look at verse 23. And when Jehoshaphat and the people came to take away the spoil, they found among them abundance both of riches, precious jewels. They stripped them off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil. It was so much. I want to let you know, not only will God give us the victory, he will give us the spoils. He will give us double, triple for our trouble. Hallelujah. My time is up today, but I pray that this word of the Lord has encouraged you. I pray that you got your battle cry. I pray that you got your endurance. I pray that you got strength in your inner man. I pray that you're mounting up in faith. I pray that you are standing on the word of the Lord. And as you go to the through this battle, through this trial, through this hard place, may you know that God is with you. May you know that you're not alone. May you not be discouraged. May you go in the power and strength of the Lord. May you go with the praise. May you not walk in fear, but walk in faith and declare today, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Thank you for listening to Kingdom Sound. We appreciate you, our listener. Tune in every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Victory International Praise Ministries, 250 North Babcock Street in the beautiful city of Melbourne, Florida. God bless you and walk in victory.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference, and that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess